Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago is stacking up some horrific numbers. More than 50 people, nearly two people a day in Chicago, were murdered last month. Most of them shot to death. 24 of them children, not yet 10 years old. Inexcusable, says the chief of police. Absolutely inexcusable, says the mayor. So what's to be done about it? A Chicago alderman, Anthony Beal of the 9th Ward on the South Side, is asking the mayor for a cop house in his neighborhood. Literally a house, an abandoned house, or a new one to be built in which cops and neighbors can get together to talk together about what to do. About trusting police, planning patrols, predicting gangbanger violence, and preventing it. Alderman Beal has been working on a cop house for 2 years. He has a $250,000 commitment from a neighborhood business. And good news to tell about cop houses in Racine, Wisconsin, reducing crime in dangerous neighborhoods by 70%. And he has a unanimous vote in the city council to try a cop house in the 9th Ward. All he needs is Mayor Lightfoot to approve it. She has not approved it, but postponed or stalled it now for 2 years. A likely reason being politics. Alderman Beal squawking at some of her decisions. Those murder numbers are telling us it's time to stop the politics. Mayor Lightfoot has nothing to lose by approving the alderman's cop house, and much to gain. So do good, Your Honor. Don't stall it. Grease it.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.